So for the settings, just like leave it as the default, because it's Thorin's words, quote, if you go anything above the default, it's like as graphically as intensive as Battlefield 1 without all of the, you know, because it's just, not because it's fancy, but just because it's not optimized.
All right.
Should the game crashed.
Should I be worried about having controller inputs?
You need WASD, left click E, and push to talk, which you can set.
So graphics quality should be simple?
No, just leave it default.
Good.
Can you...
What should I set all these joy things to?
Ignore it.
Oh, okay.
Just as long as your push-to-talk is the same as the in-game push-to-talk.
Where is the push-to-talk?
Settings on the bottom right is key bindings.
Also,
why is FOV default 70?
Made with Unity.
That's unfortunate.
Total mayhem.
Okay. Start game, I guess. Does it matter who hosts?
Yes, so one of you will host, and then you'll play it again, and the other one will host. Because it's asymmetric game, sort of game. I want to say it's a 10-minute game. It's a demo. It's as demo we can get.
Okay, I created a room. Are we supposed to be able to talk to each other inside the lobby room thing?
In the lobby? I imagine so. I don't really know.
Hello? Am I echoing Hello? Tomato?
I think so.
Okay, let me mute local. Okay. Ready.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, it's super quiet though.
Sweet.
That countdown could probably be shorter.
Attempting to start game. A familiar voice on the other end.
Hopefully not.
Will you survive together, or will this tech not fade all the way?
Okay, I need to change my sensitivity.
Fear the dark. Hello?
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 Hello. So, I'm in a room with, weird chickens and shit.
Hello?
I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Hello? Hello? Friend?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello.
Oh, I had to pick up a fucking walkie-talkie. I get it. I understand.
There you go.
So, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in a room with, weird chicken things.
Okay, on the wall I see a painting with a weird chicken thing with a skull on it.
Does it have a snail shell? There's a bunch of weird chicken looking things with skulls. There's one with long legs. There's one on all fours. There's one with like monkey hands for legs.
Is there one with a skull and a thing with a that's sticking out a tongue on its back?
Yes.
Okay. Does it also have fingers for
maybe
feet?
Maybe you have to do shit with torches.
Because I have a painting that shows a chicken, and I think it's the one that you need to pick up or something, interact with.
I have, like, torches I can interact with, and there's, like, they're in between the paintings, but I don't know. I turned on the torch next to the painting.
On another wall, there's a bunch of symbols that I need to drag under the painting, I think.
Oh, it's... how do I describe it? The first symbol's like an upside-down Y with, like, a butt attached to the top.
An upside-down Y with a butt attached to the top.
It's like the bottom half of a semicircle and then two, like, ball-looking things dangling.
Dangling balls. Well, now what?
There's two more symbols. The second one's a penis with a sideways T coming out the tip.
I can see that one.
And then the third one is like... there's a circle with a cross in the middle. And there's like... three perpendicular lines below it.
Could you describe the first one again for me?
It's an upside down Y, and at the top of it, it's like a bottom half of a semicircle with two balls.
Bottom half of semicircle, two balls. Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Now I need the third one again. And it's starting to turn dark in here, so I think I need to hurry up.
A circle with a cross in the middle of it at the top. And then, like, the top half of a box underneath.
Top half of a box? The cross kind of, like,
droops out of the circle to make a weird curvy L.
Oh, I think I see it.
I heard something.
The door opened.
Oh, shit. Not my door. Did we do it? Oh shit, we did it. I think we did it. Yeah, it kicked me to the lobby thing.
I'm going to jump in here. So now, can you two do it again? But whoever was hosting before, the other guy hosts.
Yeah, I can do that.
So Tomato hosts, I think.
Yeah. Coming January 2017.
That's unfortunate. Bam. Okay, I'm gonna local mute again.
Okay. Be ready to start.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Lost and separated in an abandoned castle, your only possession left is a walkie-talkie with a familiar voice on the other end. Will you survive together? Ooh, fancy.
I like how if you look down, you can see your model, but it's kind of like just leaning super far back all the time forever. Hello?
Hello.
Friend?
Echo Bravo Tango, please respond.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Do you see all the pictures?
I do.
I see a duck with long legs and a skull.
A duck with long legs and a skull. Is it more like an ostrich or a duck?
I guess more like an ostrich.
Okay.
Has like long orange legs and two toes on each feet.
And white supple fur?
Yeah.
I think I see it.
Give me the symbols.
Okay, I have the Y with the upside down balls.
Got it. What's the second one?
The out of box with a circle with a cross on it.
Okay, found it.
And the last one is a turtle with an upside down T at the bottom.
Turtle with upside down T. Okay, found it. Oh, sick. Door.
Stock sound effects.
Well, that was something.
Don't close the game yet.
Not closing the game.
At the end of the credits, there should be like a thing to a form. Like a click, and you should click it. There should be somewhere to click, and it takes you to a Google Doc.
All I see is vote for us on Steam Greenlight. And then that fades out, and then nothing happens. Other than being able to push the skip button in the bottom right.
I have a thing in the main menu that says send us feedback.
There we go.
Do I just need to wait longer, or...?
I think you just go back to the main menu.
When do I get my survey link?
It just opened automatically in a browser for me when I clicked send us feedback.
You possibly just give us the link back if Tomato can't figure it out. Figure it out.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there we go.
I play games like escape rooms.
Is fantasy game a genre now or something?
I don't know.
Like, it's like platformer, shooter, survival.
Fantasy! I mean, maybe that means RPG.
I don't know who wrote the survey. Possibly Thorian. Crucify him.
It's not a great survey.
Also, when you ask which player we were, I'll just say I was player two first, since I was player two first.
Yeah, the initial one.
Did you enjoy the puzzle? No, I didn't like it at all.
Are you just quiet, or are you done?
I'm trying to understand.
Not done. Are you still writing, or are you just quiet?
Yeah, I'm still doing shit with the survey.
I don't know if I should bother recording this part.
But I mean, they're getting the survey results anyways, so I don't know. I would hope they're getting the survey results.
Thorian told me he can access them on Monday. Suppose, since I'm going to throw him this entire MP3, no, what is it, an AUG? It's an AUG. Whatever AUG is. You can just like throw any comments to him in this.
I mean, it asks if I played a game where the roles are asymmetric, but the roles in this game weren't really asymmetric.
I come into that as well.
So I'm trying to, like, are you asking if I played similar games, or do you want actual asymmetry?
Portal 2 co-op counts as asymmetrical gameplay, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think the idea was very asymmetric, but their final execution for the demo is not quite so asymmetric, because it's still a bit too... There's not enough complication to make it actually asymmetric this year. Maybe, I don't know. It's supposed to be, they wanted to remake Keep Talking and No One Explodes without getting sued. Or, you know, without getting doxed points for just copying a game. You know, one guy is in the room and has all the puzzles, another guy is in another room and has all the answers.
I mean...
But you have to describe the puzzle to get the answer.
Yeah. Like, the difficulty of the puzzle was describing the symbols, not, like, oh shit, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm putting that in the feedback.
Yeah.
What was the difficulty of the puzzle? Very difficult or super easy?
Quite a very difficult one.
I don't know.
I don't think the person that made the survey has ever lined a survey.
Shame him.
I'm sorry if it was you, Thorian, but you made a really shitty survey.
I'm not sorry if it was Thorian.
Yeah, you're right. Did you ever take a look at the model when you were player 2?
Yeah, I'm a wizard.
You're like leaning so far backwards and you're doing like some silly walk.
Yeah.
By the way, did either of you ever work out what the deal with the walkie-talkies was?
You had to pick them up.
Anything else?
It was really fucking quiet.
Anything else?
I heard my first playthrough.
You heard your first playthrough?
I heard myself say, "Are you there?" through the walkie-talkie the second time I played.
What?
I don't know if it was just similarity between the sound bites or not, but I heard it.
Oh, you heard a spooky voice go, "Are you there?
Are you there?"
Okay. Yeah, I think that's supposed to
be. But it sounded a lot like my voice, so...
Oh. I don't think he was expecting that. No, the deal with the walkie-talkies is if one person is talking, the other person can't transmit. He can only receive, he can't transmit and receive at the same time. So the first person to hit push to talk silences the other person, and they don't realize it.
That's dumb.
Did you notice?
It's like a real walkie-talkie, but I didn't notice.
Yeah, you didn't notice. I think Tomato tried to talk over Hat once. Where you asked a question and...
Yeah, I think it was like, for the second symbol, because I told them I was done and I didn't get any response.
You both said something and Tomato asked something, and there was just like 5 seconds of silence and you both waited for the other to answer.
Yeah.
Any comments on that?
That's dumb. That's actually really dumb.
But it's how a real walkie-talkie works.
That doesn't make the game fun.
If there were an indication of that it actually did that, it would be better.
Would it then be good, or would that just be better? Like, less important?
I don't think making it mute the other person adds anything to the game. Besides, it's like real life.
Could it? If the puzzles were different.
If you had to like time the song together or whatever, and you had to like transmit the game sound at the proper time, or so, I don't know.
Or tell people if something changed in the room.
I'm sure there's something that a more creative person than me could think of, but I feel like it's just an arbitrary limitation to impose on a person.
So the not being able to communicate other than by voice, you know, not being able to see each other, not being able to see what the other person's doing is enough, you know, enough restriction of communication to make it interesting. You don't need to add on, can only talk at one time.
Would I play the game again with another person or switch roles? I mean, does it count if we were forced to?
It's like more than one.
I mean, like, if I was given a choice, I probably wouldn't.
There we go, that's your answer.
But I recommend this game, Divins. I'm sorry, Thorian.
Oh, no.
Why wouldn't you? Or what would have to change if you... I know his survey sucks, so I'm filling in for him. What would have to change for you to be interested? Or is it just, like, not your thing?
The puzzle was kind of bland and not interesting.
I mean, it's a
and I don't really know, like... Because they haven't provided any proof of concepts of puzzles besides this one, so I don't really know, like, what they're planning to do, but this one was really bland, and personally, I can't really think of any super interesting things that you could do with the concept.
Well, he had some ideas, which I won't spoil for you, so I'll just say you're not creative enough because you're in the middle of exams, or maybe you're just yeah. trying.
I mean, so far from what I've seen, I'm not super interested, but I mean, I also haven't seen a lot. And also based on their trailer that they put, they literally didn't show anything either.
Oh, the Steamlight
trailer. Yeah, the dumb teaser thing they put on the Greenlight.
Yeah, Thorian. Yeah,
yeah, I know he knows it's Ben, so.
Oh yeah, you heard that, Ben. Awesome.
I don't know, like with Portal, they show you like all the interesting shit that you can do, and it's like, oh, this is cool. I don't know if this is like, you tell a person symbols. It's like, oh, well, okay.
Oh, time to go play real video games.
What was that?
Time to go play real video games.
Oh, by the way, penis with an upside down T? That was your description?
Yeah, it was a penis with an upside D T coming out the tip, or a sideways T.
Oh, well. This is half an hour long now. I'm going to stop recording. Any last comments?
Sick.
Go fuck yourself, Thorian.
Oh, well, there we go. Bye, Thorian.